Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in this neck of the woods, why not swing by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill just below our studio here is well worth a visit. Fantastic menu, the chicken wings are amazing, and a great bar, great atmosphere. There's always people there, well worth popping in. And if the weather is nice, you can sit outside on the decking overlooking the whole of North Dublin Bay. You can see Howth, you can see Ireland's Eye, you can see Lambay Island, and it's just I love the place, I have to say. And if you're looking for somewhere to stay in North County Dublin, may we also recommend the White Sands Hotel. You can book it wherever you book your hotels. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? This lady's name begins with the letter K, and I'm just going to use the letter K to describe her because she doesn't want her name mentioned. She says, I'm going out with my fella for just over a year, and last night when we were out for a meal, he left his phone on the table while he went up to order drinks. When he was up at the bar, his phone buzzed with a message from his ex, and I could see X's on it and emojis. I opened his phone and had a look at their messages and saw that they've been in regular contact, sharing memes and general chit-chat, sharing private personal jokes, sending each other pictures of their food and stuff. He's even been talking to her about the issues that he's been having at work with his boss. Now, I'm not a jealous or possessive type, but I am so upset over this. There was nothing to suggest that they're having an affair or anything like that, but they've been in contact a lot and a lot more friendly than I thought. When I said it to him that I saw the messages on his phone, he said that they are still good friends and I'm being a psycho and that it's none of my business. He then stormed off and wouldn't talk to me for the rest of the night. I'm so upset because I think my feelings are valid and that I am right to be thinking, WTF, what the f... My friends all think it's a major red flag and that he's obviously not over his ex. Am I overthinking it here or should I run for the hills? And that's from a lady who did give us her name but doesn't want her name read out, but it starts with the letter K, so we'll just call her K.
Run, Forrest, run!
Well, that's your solution.
Run.
Run for what?
I think, first of all, his reaction was a red flag. Not talking to her for the whole night.
Blah, she's blah, blah. A psycho after going through his phone.
She was sitting there and the message came up.
If I caught you, you're not my other half, but if I caught you rooting through my phone, I would flip.
You think I'd do that?
Yeah.
I'd root through your phone.
Yeah, you would, yeah.
No, I am...
The rooting through the phone is the red flag bit.
Okay, the rooting through the phone. Okay, I get it. A phone is someone's personal property.
I get it.
She shouldn't. But something came up with emojis. And the point is that he's a lot more friendly than she was led to believe, which to me would say he's hiding something. I think he's hiding something.
But she said she read through the messages and there is nothing to suggest that they're having an affair or anything of the sort, yeah? He's just friendly with his ex. Whoop-de-doo.
Hang on, you can be friends with your ex, but all this personal jokes, sending each other pictures of their dinners and stuff, I mean, there's a thing called too close for comfort, and...
But if you send messages like that to a male friend, you wouldn't bat an eyelid.
Or, well, it's not a male friend, he would have been sticking his penis in now, is it, Adrian?
Well, what's that got to do with anything?
Because there was once an attraction there. There's obviously a history. There's a history with emotions, physical stuff. They know each other intimately. They know each other, what makes each other tick. I have no problem with someone being friends with an ex, but it's the secrecy of that. It sounds like she had no idea.
He's not hiding it either.
Why didn't he tell her?
Why? What's to tell?
It feels like it's being kept under wraps for me. For me, it feels like it was very. And then.
But by her own admission.
He got his pants in a twist when she called him out on it and didn't know how else to act. No, knew he'd been caught.
If I was called out for something that somebody had found on my phone that they were rooting through, I'd flip as well. That's the red flag.
But if Linda,
that is the red flag. Okay. The red flag is the rooting through somebody's phone.
I understand that, the rooting through the phone. But this isn't a topic about rooting through someone's phone. Okay, she opened the phone. We know that. Okay, mm-hmm. She opened the phone.
How did she open the phone? I wonder. She must have had his password or his code or whatever.
I don't know, but I know some phones, when they flash up, things will show up, whatever on it. But she obviously, the phone was sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
Something flashed up on it, obviously. She saw it and she must have opened it. That's what I'm taking.
Yeah.
And she looked through it. She obviously had something that prompted her to want to look.
While she's sitting there, he's gone to the bar and a message flashes up on his locked phone. She unlocks the phone, opens it and starts reading through all the messages that they've sent each other for the last few months. That's a red flag.
I'm sorry, but there shouldn't be that many messages for her to read over.
Why?
Oh, let's... Okay.
Hang on, by her own admission, there is nothing to suggest that they're having an affair or anything like that. In other words, the messages are just friendly banter messages that people send each other.
Friendly banter messages, yes, but this is private jokes. He's confiding in her about personal issues in his job. Is he confiding in his girlfriend about it?
Because she knows about it.
You don't have to put your penis in somebody to be cheating. You do not have to physically touch somebody to be cheating on someone. I don't care what anyone
says. She's obviously... believes that there's nothing going on because there's nothing to suggest that they're having an affair or anything like that.
Jess or Vanessa says, Katie, we all knew if a lad was going through a woman's phone, you'd be horrified. If the roles were reversed and a woman's phone flashed with the ex and the guy went through it, I wouldn't say anything. I don't agree with going through someone's phone, absolutely
it's
not.
It's the height of
invasion of privacy.
Absolutely.
I know, it is. But what I'm saying is...
Who you are, no matter what your relationship is, I've always seen... especially in recent years, where literally your entire life is in your mobile phone, yeah? I see your mobile phone as being the equivalent of an old-fashioned diary that you kept in your top drawer and nobody was to read.
I think he's been hiding stuff. And I think that's...
But he hasn't. She didn't find anything.
No. She didn't find anything. But there's... Paul says it's always the bloke's fault. No, she shouldn't have gone through the phone. But this isn't about her going through the phone. This is about what she found on the phone.
I think it's the same. Had she not rooted through this guy's phone, she wouldn't have found out any of this.
You can be friends with an ex. You don't need to be BFFs. You don't need to be sending each other pictures of your dinner the whole time and making private jokes and being their confidant.
Why? What's the problem here?
Because an ex is an ex for a reason. He should be...
Maybe they just didn't hit it off.
To his girlfriend about his issues with work and everything.
And
else.
I assume he has because she knows about it.
I would be very hurt if I thought that my husband had an ex that he were more friendly with than he let on to me. I would be hurt, yeah. I would be like, why didn't you just tell me if you've nothing to hide? The fact that she's shocked by this says to me that if any of the messages
said anything like, oh, I miss you so much, honey, can't wait to see you again, darling, or anything like that, then fine. But there was obviously nothing in any of the messages that made her concerned. She's just annoyed that they're still friends. I'd love to hear from you on this. Our number is 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. Let's kick off the conversation with David.
Hi there, guys. I've spoken on this subject before. It's like I stay on good terms with a lot of exes. I might not be in regular contact, but I usually end things on good terms. I've had a few female friends that something may have happened with and it didn't ruin the friendship. It's all about being above board and being clear. And this guy clearly hasn't been with his new girlfriend, and that's what's suspicious. So I'd say they could work at it and make it and fix this, but it might have to come to an end if you can't be, you know, honest about these things. Anyway, this is Dave. Sorry I can't come on. Hope the show goes great.
Gloria, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Gloria?
No, I'm good, thanks.
So, Gloria, she found messages on his phone of conversations with his ex. Nothing to suggest anything untoward, but she's a bit upset that they're still really good friends by the sounds of it. What do you make of this?
Well, I think that if it's his ex, and he told her nothing about it. He's hiding all this for himself and her, and he's not even telling this girl, you know, that he's been gone out with a year, anything about her or anything. I know she probably just picked up the phone and looked in it, and she probably was surprised to see all that. But I don't think that exes should be going on like, well, they could be going on like that, but that seems like he's the psycho, the way he reacted to her.
So, the question then is, can you be friends with an ex, and particularly, and in this case there aren't any, particularly when there's no children involved?
Well, some people, the very few, probably are like friends, but not deeply as they were before, you know what I mean? They'd be only just friends. Like, they wouldn't be always in contact with each other and things like that. You know, and to call her a psycho, like, that's very wrong, calling somebody a psycho that you're dating just because she found out, you know, he hadn't got the audacity to tell the girl, you know what I mean?
Okay, but you're saying you can be friends with an ex?
Well, you probably could be, you know, not to that extent where you're sharing everything, but you know what I mean? A little bit of a friend, just to say when you're saying, you know, it hasn't been on bad terms.
And in fact, just listening to that voice note that we played a moment ago, that guy David was talking about how he is still friends with a number of exes because the relationships don't end on bad terms, which is great when that happens.
These two on the phone are either bumping uglies or they want to still bump uglies. They're not they're too close for comfort. Sending each other pictures of their dinner, confiding in person.
Hang on, they're not sending pictures of their genitals.
Does it matter?
I think it's a red flag.
Sending a picture of your dinner is a red flag. Would you give over?
You can be civil.
If there was any nude pictures or whatever, then yes, okay, obviously that's a red flag.
Absolutely. You can be civil, you can be friendly, absolutely. This kind of too close for comfort, we're still BFFs, I know everything about you, you know everything about me, you're my confidant, that would not ring me. That's a red flag.
That's wrong, because the other girl is thinking, where am I in all this?
Girlfriend, by the way, they're out having a meal together and she's getting, like your one said, there was kisses and emojis and all that in the messages, they're out having a meal together and he's texting your one.
She texted him. She texted him.
Well, either way, you know.
Again,
I think they're riding.
But then you'd have found a message that said that, okay? So there's no riding going on.
Then they want to ride.
But there's nothing, she said herself.
Well, anything can happen if that's the case, you know.
Then the answer to this is, Katie, despite what you just said, you can't be friends with an ex.
Oh, you can be civil and you can be, how are you, civil, every so often, blah, blah, blah. This constant thing that they have, whatever, like there was a lot of messages she said, they're riding or they want to ride. He's not over her or she's not over him. One of them is not over the other one. And the fact that she said that it was more, they're more friendly than she believed, to me says that he wasn't fully honest about just how friendly he is with her and how much communication they have.
They're broken up. He's in a new relationship with Kay. Yeah. So what?
He should have respect for her.
Yes, he should have more respect for her.
Well, then the answer to my question is,
friends with his ex as well.
Okay, then the answer to my question is, no, you can't be friends with an ex.
You can be civil with an ex.
No, hang on. Civil is saying hello to somebody walking down the street. Okay, that's being civil. Being friends is sending messages.
Where there was feelings and sex and emotions and all of that, if it was that close and they're constantly messaging each other and he's confiding in her, she's probably confiding in him about stuff. And maybe the fact that she's not over him and she wants to ride him still.
Katie, you cannot be friends with an ex, isn't that it?
I think people who are still wanting to be that close after they've broken up still want to ride or still love each other. That's what my opinion is. If you want to be that close to somebody you've broken up with, you're not over them. No. Sorry, he wants to ride it.
Stay there for a second. Our number is 085-825-2626. Would you see a red flag if you found messages on your partner's phone of conversations over a period of time with an ex? Would that bother you? Katie the psycho would say yes, dumped, good luck, red flag.
You want to talk to your ex, you want to confide in your ex, you want your ex, go back to your ex. Leave me the fuck alone. You know, you can talk to your ex now and again, whatever. But this feels like it was kept under wraps. This feels like she was led as close as they are. And
if
that's
he was keeping it under wraps, he'd have deleted the messages as he went along.
He
didn't
expect her to go through the phone now, to be fair.
He didn't. There's months worth of messages there.
That's exactly my months worth of messages.
Messages, nothing suggests that they're having an affair or anything. So
you don't need to be bumping uglies with somebody to be having an affair. There is such a thing as emotional affair. There is, where you go to somebody else rather than your partner for, you know, backup or support or for conversation or whatever. It's a thing.
Orla, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Orla?
Definitely a red flag on her part. The phone ran, popped up a message, yeah, and she looked at it. Some, you know, I probably would too because I'm really nosy. But I would never, ever, and now I'm married 33 years, I would never, ever go into my husband's phone and start rooting through to see what was on it, ever. And I think that's wrong. I think that's an invasion of privacy.
And this is the red flag that I mentioned as well. I feel the same way. It would have been one thing had she said, when he came back to the table, I see Mary or Jackie or whatever her name is after sending you a message there, and leave it at that, yeah, and say no more than that. But instead, she picked up the phone, opened the phone, and read through all their messages.
I would be very annoyed at that too. I would. That's awful. I mean, he's probably, you see, he could have been friends with her long before they ever went out together. And then, you know, sometimes relationships happen and then they get ruined. You know, it's not right. You know, sometimes friends, it's just not right with friends. And then they finished again, and then they're still friends. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, in fact, I know two people that have been friends since they were in primary school. And then they started going out together when they were in their late teens, went out together for a couple of years. It didn't work out in the end. And they went back to being just friends and still are friends to this day. In other words, they were better as friends than as boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah. And I understand that. And I think that could have been it. But to actually carry on like that, I think that's a bit psycho myself now.
He definitely was not clear with her on how close he is with his ex. He wasn't.
But she only knows this because she rooted through his phone.
I'm not saying rooting through his phone is right, but that's not, the conversation is about exes and should she run. I think there's a red flag there. She said she had no idea how close they were. I mean, sending a picture of each other's dinner and being in constant contact, personal little jokes from when they were going out together, that sounds like flirting to me.
I don't know.
Okay, so
I can't find the words.
Orla, if something like that were to happen with you, and you saw a notification flashing up on the phone from an ex, how would you deal with that?
I would say it to him. I'd say, oh, look, Mary or whatever is after texting you. And then I'd wait for him to see what he'd say. And he'd say probably, yeah. And he'd open and look. And then if he didn't say anything, I might say, what was that for? You know, because I know he's not in contact with her. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But I mean, I don't know. God, I wouldn't immediately jump to the conclusion that they were having an affair because they're like besties.
Jumped to the conclusion that they're riding each other.
That they want to ride each other. I don't believe that exes are still that close, that they're still making the private little jokes they had when they were together. And I think it is extremely disrespectful to his girlfriend who he's out having a meal with, that his ex is messaging him with love heart emojis.
You can't stop somebody messaging you.
But you cannot encourage
it. Yeah, but she mightn't have known he was out with her. Do you know what I mean? If this is a regular thing, he mightn't have said, I'm going out tonight with such and such, I'm going out with a date or anything.
So Katie, what was wrong?
He didn't realise.
What was wrong with him, with her just saying, oh, I see Mary messaged you there while you were away. What's that about?
She probably should have done that. No, she should have done that. She should have just asked straight out. Your phone's after beeping there. It's your ex. What's the story? How close are you? That's what I would have done.
But instead, and this is the red flag, and this is how Orla sees it as well, the red flag is that she picked up his phone, unlocked his phone, and went through every message for the last 3 months.
But there's also a red flag in the fact that there is that many messages for her to go through.
I don't think so.
I don't know, Sharon.
I've got 20 messages with my son and my daughter for over one little thing.
But
you know what I mean?
That's your son or your daughter. That's your son or your daughter. It's very different.
Or a friend. Well, or a friend. But I mean, you could have 20 messages.
Am I
in
my own here? Because
minutes.
I seem to be completely out on my own here. Like,
well, I genuinely think that if she's saying by her own admission that there nothing in the messages suggests they're having an affair or anything, that should be enough. She should just leave it. The question is, can you be friends platonic friends
you
with an ex.
Be, but you don't.
No, you don't believe that.
You don't
that.
Have to be that close. That's a bit. She. This girl said in her message. She said, "What did she say? Do you have the message? She, they were closer. They're closer than I was led to believe, or something like that."
Mm-hmm.
Which to me says he was not
clear with her
about the extent of their friendship. Okay, maybe they're not having sex. Maybe they don't want to have sex. But regardless, one thing is for sure is that she was not clear or in the know about how much communication these pair are in together. And they are in...
Who tells their partner every message they send?
You'd say, oh, I'm still good friends with my ex. A year
together.
Why
would you? Why would you?
Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you?
I don't know. Why would you?
Okay, stay there for a second, Orla, if you can, please. Yep, okay. Or 0858252626 is our WhatsApp number. John has been in touch.
Hey, Adrian, sorry I can't ring in today. I'm just in work. But once someone starts going through the other person's phone, that's the relationship over. There's no trust there. It sounds like the young lad didn't even have a lock on his phone, which would be a massive green flag, to say the least. He's not worried about anything like that. But if I was him, I'd be kicking her to the curb.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, the message that I played a moment ago from John, he's basically saying I'd kick her to the curb. I'd get rid of her because...
I think it sounds toxic on both sides. She obviously...
No, there's no toxic... By the sounds of it, there's nothing toxic here at all. They're getting on great. He's just friends with his ex and happened to get a message and then she went psycho.
He has a plethora of messages, or whatever the fucking word is, of messages.
Yeah.
From...
Nothing to suggest having an affair.
But still, why is he confiding about deep things that are affecting him and his life to his ex? You have a girlfriend. Give your girlfriend a bit more respect than to be constantly messaging your ex.
So therefore, Katie, you do believe that you can't be friends with an ex.
You can be friends and you can be nice. You don't have to be like BFF where you're
friends?
Constantly sharing.
What is friends then?
I would also think a straight man and a straight woman, or two gay women or two gay men messaging like that, would have a thing for each other if they're messaging to that extent. Like, that sounds...
So you can't be platonic friends with an ex.
I think he's taking too much interest in her. He's taking too much interest in her. And if she finds it okay to be sending love heart emojis and that kind of huggy, kissy, XX thing, then he's encouraging her as well. And everyone's saying that I'm a psycho. I don't care, first of all. Second of all, when it comes to mistress thing, y'all be saying that, oh, the mistress knew, she played into it, blah, blah, blah. I'm sorry, this is too close for comfort. This does
Let
not
Let me go
right
to
me.
Una, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Una?
Hi, Kate. Hi, Adrian. Kate is dead right about this.
Katie's dead right.
Fair play to Kate. I would have done the same thing. Mm-hmm.
You would have done the same thing. You would have rooted through the phone.
I didn't say root through the phone. As Kate was saying, that the phone flashed. So when the phone flashes, the name comes up on the phone.
Correct.
So obviously she saw the name Mary or Anna, Katrina, and it got her worrying, who the hell is she? So she looked who the name was.
No, I'd imagine she knew full well who she was. Who doesn't know the name of your partner's ex? Everybody does. So she would know that much. But rather than waiting for him to come back to the table and say, oh, by the way, your ex just messaged you there. What's
you
that about?
You are focusing way too much. Do you know what? You're actually focusing so much on the phone that you're forgetting about the red flag here with the closeness to the ex.
No. It's the picking up the phone and rooting through it.
I get it. I get the rooting through the phone. She should have asked him. We've agreed on that. We've established
that. So the red flag is the fact that she's...
This man still has a passion and an
passion
emotional
now.
Dependency.
Sending pictures of dinners is a passion and dependency.
Listen, they still have their little private jokes and they're still little buddy buddies. You can be friends and you can be nice and all, but I just think it's too close. It feels like it's under. It feels like he's hiding it from her.
Too close. Oh, Jesus.
3 months of messages. 3 months of messages. And I mean, are they messaging every day? Are they messaging every day?
I don't know. And so what? They're only messaging. They're not meeting in... None of the messages said, I'll meet you in such and such a hotel, can't wait to rip your clothes off. Nothing like that.
As I said, you don't need to be having sex with someone to cheat. He's going to her with the private stuff, the personal stuff, the deep stuff, and he's confiding in her. That's an emotional thing.
Una, you believe that the red flag is the fact that he's been messaging her for so long, his ex, without his girlfriend knowing about it.
Yeah, why would he keep it a secret? Why would he not tell her that, oh, by the way, my ex is texting me. I wouldn't take it very well, but why is he not telling her? Why is it so
secret? It's the not telling. If he told her, that's different, right? If he said to her, look, I'm texting, blah, 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 we're still really close, and she knew, that's different. It's what my issue is. My whole issue here comes down to the fact that the woman said, they're a lot closer than I thought, which to me says that he wasn't fully honest with her about just how close they are. It's the cover up that does it for me. It's not the being friends. Be friends, but be honest. It's the lie or the cover up that just does not sit right with me. He definitely was.
The cover up?
He definitely.
Katie, if he was trying to cover up something, he wouldn't have had any messages in his phone from her that have all been deleted. Okay. The fact of the matter is, he left those messages there.
It doesn't sit right.
He left the messages on his phone. He's not in any way concerned.
He didn't expect her to go through the phone, which she shouldn't have done. But my whole thing. Can I have that piece of paper? Can I have that? Where's the part where she said that she did not know how close they were?
There's nothing to suggest having an affair or anything, but they've been in contact a lot and are a lot more friendly than I thought.
Which to me says that he was not honest with her about how close he is with his ex. Be friends with your ex. Be as close as you want with your ex. Have sleepovers with your ex and twiddle their hair and paint their nails. I don't care. But be honest about it. The problem isn't in the friendship. The problem is in the lie. I could be Oprah Winfrey. It's in the lie. I'm telling you, the problem is in the lie.
Una, your issue in this one is the fact that he has been in contact with her a lot more than he has let on. In fact, he hasn't said a word, obviously.
Yeah, definitely.
But he's been in touch with her a lot more than she knew, but he doesn't feel he's anything to hide. He's not hiding anything as far as he's concerned.
But has he told her?
Well, now he has, because she saw the messages.
Yeah, now he has, Adrian, exactly. But how long she's been texting a few months now.
But
and another thing, you shouldn't have your ex phone number on your phone, anyway.
I wouldn't go that far. No, I don't know. Whatever I have an ex's phone number, I do believe you can be friends with the ex. But
do you break up with somebody, you delete their phone number out of your phone straight away?
Yeah, I would. Yeah.
I do believe there are couples out there that are better as friends, or exes that are better as friends than they were as couples. I do believe that, but my issue here falls in with the fact that she didn't seem to get full disclosure.
Just listen to what you're saying.
I didn't know how friendly they were. It's the fact that he wasn't honest about how close they are.
Okay, so we're the couple and I say to you, oh, Katie, by the way, I sent a picture to Mary last night of me dinner. Just listen to how stupid that sounds. I sent a photograph of me dinner to Mary last night.
No, not about one message, about the ongoing, the plethora of messages. That is my concern. It's not about the one message here, one message here. It's that she didn't know generally how close they were. And if she is okay with them being close, then that's great. Do you know, I think if he's fully honest and he tells her, we're still very close, blah, 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 then there's no argument. He's been fully open with you. If you want to run, that's on you. He's obviously got nothing to hide. It's the fact that he obviously has not been 100% open about how much he is in contact with her.
Gloria.
Hey guys, I was just listening there and I just wanted to say it doesn't necessarily sound like she was rooting through his phone. A message popped up and let's be honest, if we've seen love hearts and emojis coming up on your partner's phone, you're going to have a look. She had a look. She didn't like what she saw. She was honest with him, told him what she saw, and his reaction is what the red flag is. He sounds like very narcissistic behaviour just to not talk to her. The way I would view that is he's deflecting, having a conversation about the situation. He's ignoring her for the evening. So he's probably just sitting in another room, flat out texting the ex. Definitely red flags. I would run a mile.
Run a mile is the message from the psychos amongst you.
Hang on, listen to this message. Thanks, Dave. Dave, hang on, I'm going to send you Dave's message. Yeah, Dave, take the words right out of my mouth. Good man, Dave. Yeah.
Okay, let's have a listen to what Dave has to say. Here we go. This is Dave.
Hey guys, great show there as usual. So that guy there that is still friends with his ex, he's only friends with his ex for one reason. He's looking to get back in there, I'd say, and looking for a bit on the side. He's looking for his cake and eat it. And as for not having, like, you know, not hiding the messages or anything like that, that's basically just hiding it in plain sight. Like, you know, these, you don't have to have a passcode on it. Like, he could have turned around to her and said, listen, don't send me anything like, you know, risque or anything like that. You know, for all she knows, he could have a Twitter or a, you know, a separate Instagram or a, you know, Telegram, or, you know, there's other apps that you, messaging apps that you can get, that you can hide on your phone. So I'd say he's just friends with his ex because he's looking for a bit on the side.
Yeah, wants to bump uglies with the ex. Oh no, that's from a man. It's like I said, if he was really honest, I'm in contact with her a lot, we're still very close, fine. He was not fully open or honest. He's been hiding something because he wants to ride her.
And that's why he's sending photographs of his dinner.
He's not over her.
Here, darling, look at my dinner today. Now give us a ride.
Listen, for all you know, he could have been sending her pictures of the sausage, but he was smart enough to delete us.
Jessica, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Jessica.
Sounds like he wanted to get found out. Sounds like he wanted the messages to get found.
He wanted the messages to get found.
Yeah. And also, like, fair enough, texting your ex is a red flag in of itself. But why the
How
hell
is it? So obviously, sorry, Jessica. Obviously, you don't believe you can be friends with an ex.
Answer me that.
Sorry, say that again.
Why would you text your ex while you're currently having a date with your current girlfriend? That doesn't add up to me. That's not right.
Well, he didn't send the message. She did. It was the ex who sent the message.
But then why did you not just wait till later to text her? Why did he text her while at the dinner?
He didn't. No. He went to the bar. He left his phone on the table and a message came in from his ex.
He should have muted the conversation. Or, like I said, he wanted to get cut out. Now, I know for a fact if Kira was texting any of her exes or wanted to text any of her exes, I swear to God, her phone would be getting smashed 10 ways.
Jesus.
I don't give a fuck. It's taking another level.
Go to your ex.
I don't know if we should laugh.
I'd smash her fucking phone up.
That's...
See, so if this was you, if this was you and you saw messages on her phone with an ex... sending photographs of their dinner. Oh my God!
That's controversial. That's a lovely pair of spuds you have. Let me tickle that sausage. Yeah, I can imagine it.
You believe? Well, you obviously believe, like a previous caller, that you delete an ex's phone number as soon as you break up.
Yeah, they were an ex for a reason. Leave them in the past. Focus on the present.
Okay, but if you're
really still feel that connection with them and everything, go back to them. Then don't waste my time.
Okay, so the answer is, can you be friends with an ex? You're saying absolutely no, definitely not.
No, but if you think you can be friends with an ex, don't expect your current partner then to accept it, because a lot of people won't.
Why? What is the worry here? What is the worry?
Well, you can't tell someone, oh, well, I'm going to be friends with my ex and you're going to like it. Same way I can't say to Kerry, oh, you know, they'll be friends. But I just said I'm not going to accept it. And that's why I said, I'll smash a fucking phone up. And then I'll dump
her. That's more than just not accepting it. So...
No, I'd smash the phone.
Again, Jessica, I'm going to ask you, why can't you be friends with an ex? The relationship...
Because you're an ex for a reason.
Yeah, it could be a multitude of reasons. It could be that you weren't...
Why are we not honing in on the fact that Jessica's just threatened to break her partner's
Well,
property?
No, I'm kind of skipping over that because it's a hypothetical, but...
should be skipped over.
The fact of the matter is, Jessica...
You're very angry.
People break up for various different reasons. It could have been...
I don't have time for time wasters, Katie. If Kira all
But smashing her
tomorrow,
phone, like, come
if
on.
If Kira said to me tomorrow, oh, I want to be friends with one of my exes, I'll say, right, well, there you go. There's about a year and a half gone down the drain.
But, like, if she was honest with you and she'd nothing to hide, you see, my issue is... My issue is the lack of clarity between the pair here.
Smashing her fucking phone up.
You're also the same person who said that if she cheated on you, you'd smack her around the place. I mean, that's not healthy.
Oh, yeah. I'd stand by that, yeah. And I'd smash up whoever she's sleeping with as well, yeah.
I thought you were speaking kind of ironically. I didn't realise that you actually literally meant that you would smack her around.
Oh, no, and I've told her this. I've told her this from day one. I said, if you ever cross me, I swear to God, the last thing you fucking do.
No, sorry, that's not funny. That's like threatening.
No, I'm telling her where I stand.
I'm sorry.
I said, if you cheat on me or play me like a fool, I swear to God, it would be the last thing you fucking do.
The answer to the question is, you cannot be friends with an ex.
Imagine a man sitting here
saying what she's just said.
Imagine you just said, I told Linda, if Linda crosses
I'll
me,
I'll smack you around the
I'm
place.
I'm going to smack you. And you're laughing. You're laughing at it. It's not funny. It's actually really not funny. I find that abhorrent because it's a gay relationship. It's not taken as seriously because it's two women.
Katie, if I caught Kira cheating, am I meant to just be like, oh, grand, you go ahead? Am I not?
You move on with your life. You move on with your life.
Take it out on her.
Domestic violence isn't the answer. You walk away, you get on with your life. You show you're the bigger person.
Jessica, do me a favour. Stay there for 1 second if you can, please, because if somebody wants to talk to you in a second. But before that, I want to play this WhatsApp voice note from Neil.
That's a red flag. It's a fucking red flag. Why can't my wife talk to the ex? Beep, beep. Out that door. Good luck. Good fucking luck. Cheers, lads. Hey, Katie, Adrian.
Opinions matter.
Opinions matter.
With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Angela, can you be friends with an ex?
Of course you can. Not according to Katie or to Jessica.
You just can't be friends with an ex.
Please don't put me in the same bracket as Jessica. I just want clarity.
Don't put her in the same bracket. I think Jessica's a red flag herself, threatening to kick the shit out. Every topic that comes on, you're like, oh, I go and pick the shit out of him. Oh, I say you're just a little fairy going around the place, like with your little wings. Do you know what I mean? You're like a bit of big balls coming on. My husband cheated on me and left me. I didn't kick the fuck out of him.
Okay.
What would it gain?
I'm just not going to get paid for a fucking fool.
Excuse me, I got paid for a fool. By Jesus, did I get paid for a fool?
You probably deserved it.
Did she hang up?
Who's actually the fool for marrying you? God fucking help him.
Oh my God. I bet you don't even play these back to your girlfriend. Because I guarantee if she heard the way you were talking, if she heard the way you were talking about her on here, she'd see the red flag.
Yeah, it's such a lack of respect to speak about your partner like that, to speak publicly and say, I'd smack her around the place. She knows not to cross me.
Putting her down.
And
the person she's cheating on me with, they're both fucking getting it because they're both as bad as each other.
And if you were a man now saying that about a woman, would that be okay? If my husband said that about me, Jess, what would you say to me? What would you say to me if my husband was on the phone on this, or Adrian was saying about his wife now? What would you say if Adrian came on and said, I'm going to smack her around the place unless she does what I say?
Well, no one should be taken for a fool.
It's abuse and it's control and it's concerning.
Jess, you need to go to anger management because there's seriously something wrong with you up there.
You need to learn how to stop calling me a fairy, this and the other, so get fucked with your homophobia, Angela. Seriously.
Calling you a fairy.
Yeah, there's a bit of homophobia, so get fucked, yeah?
Yeah. Excuse me, you wouldn't call a lesbian a fairy.
Okay, we're getting totally off subject here.
Okay, Jess,
Angela, let me go back to the point of this conversation. This lady is out with her boyfriend, finds messages on the phone from his ex, and she's spitting bullets. What do you think of this?
She's every right to be mad. But sit down and have a conversation with him. He went mad because she went to the phone. She saw something that she didn't like. Now, that's fine. You sit down and have a conversation with him. It's not a major red flag on either side. Like, myself and my husband...
Is it not a bit of a red flag that she went rooting through his phone?
No, because, you know what? No, of course it's not, because his phone was sitting there, it lit up, and there was his ex's name. There's no problem with being friends with your ex, but he should have told her that. He should have said, listen, you know, I'm still texting her, I might meet up with her. That's fine, they're ex for a reason. But it doesn't mean that you completely cut them out of your life. He could have been with her for 6-7 years.
Yes, and in fact, that is something that we don't know. All we do know is that there were no kids involved, but we don't know how long they were together. And I gave an example of a couple that I know that were friends since they were in primary school, ended up going out together, they broke up, and they're now back to being just friends again. And they're, in other words, they're better as friends than they ever were as lovers.
And a lot of people are like that.
But be honest about it. That's my thing. Yeah, that. But it's the lack of honesty about it. That's where my
honesty about sending photographs of a dinner.
No, it's not just about the dinner. It's about the history of all the messages and everything.
Tell her.
He obviously wasn't clear with her, and that is where I have an issue.
Because let's say with my ex-husband, right? Yeah, he cheated on me. I had a fabulous marriage up until that, right? That's why I didn't kick the shit out of him. Because I had a great marriage until he cheated. He fell out of love with me, that's fine. But my phone was always sitting there. I had nothing to hide. If my phone went off, take a look at it. If his phone went off, take a look at it. Or here, answer that, or somebody texted me, or somebody rang me, answer the phone. That's where I'm coming to a level of trust, you know. And Adrian, you turn around, like, if Linda went through your phone, would you go mad?
I wouldn't be overly happy, no.
Why?
Because if you want to go through somebody's phone, just say, can I go through your phone? It's the.
But no, let's say if,
it's the.
Let's
just
do,
say
it's the do behind. It's the doing it behind somebody's back. There's nothing in my phone.
It
that,
wasn't behind his back. It wasn't behind.
It was.
His back.
He was up at the bar.
Hold on. He was gone to the bar. That's fine. His phone went off. It's not like he went to the bar. His phone didn't go off, and she went through it.
No, I
what
know
I'm
that.
Saying, if you're in the shower,
no, no, no,
if you're
no. All she had
shower,
to do,
no,
all
no,
she
no, no,
had
no,
to
no,
do,
no,
all she had to do was Waitley comes back and says, "By the way, Mary, your ex there sent you a message. What's that about?"
So that's you're all. Telling me that if you were in the shower, Adrian, and you got a WhatsApp message, and Linda picked it up to see what it was, you go mad with her?
No, there's a difference between picking it up and rooting through the phone.
What if she picked it up, saw it, and saw that it was somebody she didn't know about, and she went through it? Would you go mad?
Opening the phone and rooting through all the messages, yeah.
Why?
Because all you have to do
is
ask.
It is an invasion of privacy.
Your mobile phone, in my opinion, Angela,
is the equivalent
of an old-fashioned diary.
No, but... So
your entire life is in your phone.
In your phone. Yeah, but is Linda not your entire life?
Yeah.
He's allowed to have stuff outside.
You still can have things that are yours.
Yeah, the phone is yours. But like, if you get a message, that's what I'm saying. That actually was the biggest inkling that my husband was having an affair, because the phone went from being on the bed, on the table, everywhere, to in his pocket. That was the biggest giveaway. The biggest giveaway. That's how I knew.
Okay, so in answer to the question then, Angela, you can be friends with an ex, but you have to be honest about it.
Be honest about it.
Okay, all right. Let me go to Gracie has been in touch.
I think a friendship with an ex depends on the duration of that relationship. So we all have exes maybe that we were with for like a month, 2 months, 3 months, and then you have exes that were more serious, maybe a year, 2 years, 3 years. And I think if it was a long-term relationship, I wouldn't be too comfortable with my partner being friends with his ex on that level. However, I think if you pick up somebody's phone and open it, you are suspicious of something and you're looking for something, which you're always going to find, even in something innocent. You're going to take the likes of a love heart or an ex at the end of the message and make it into something really big because you are looking for that. So, I don't know. If it was a long-term relationship, I wouldn't be comfortable. If it was something short, like 2 or 3 months, and they were friends and it didn't work out and they were like, oh, we're better off as friends, then that's different. But, yeah.
All right, thanks very much indeed, Gracie. Now,
music in the back.
Sorry?
Could you hear that music in the back? It's a great song.
What was it?
I can live without you if our love was gone. Do you know that one?
Islands in the Stream.
That one, yeah.
Laura, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Laura?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good, thanks, Laura. What did you want to say on this?
No, I just wanted to ring in and talk about the... She wasn't snooping through his phone, right?
No,
she wasn't snooping because she seen the notification, and I can guarantee you 99% of women, if they've seen a message pop up from their boyfriend's ex, they're going to have a look, right? And if you tell me you don't, you're not cut from the same cloth, right? So she went in. When she opened the message, then she would have seen a full thread of messages.
Mm-hmm.
So if she wasn't really snooping. You can't help what you see when you open it. So she kept going. She would have been
No. She could have left the phone on the table, and as soon as he came back, said, "Oh, by the way, your ex just messaged you there. What's that about?" That's
no,
it.
No, she couldn't. You can't take chances of him telling her a lie.
You have to root through the phone, is what you're saying.
Yeah, you do, because what's stopping him from coming down and just lying straight to her face? And then she'll always think, "Well, what if? Why didn't I?" She found out the answer for herself. She knows the truth.
Hang on, but we never got the opportunity to find out what he would have said, because she literally said to him, "Oh, by the way, I see you've been messaging your ex for months," and flew off the handle.
Yeah, well, there's your answer. If he had nothing to hide, he would have sat down with her and been like, look, we're just chatting about this, that, or the other. But no, he flew off the handle. He went into the next room and stayed there for the night.
He didn't speak to her for the rest of the night for being a psycho. But
you're throwing around that word too loosely.
Let me go back to what you just said, that if a notification, now you have to open a phone to read a full message. If a notification came up from an ex, you would have no option but to root through the phone.
But I'm not rooting through the phone. It's not like I was going through all his past conversations. I went into that conversation and kept scrolling, and I could see the length of the conversations he was having with the ex. She didn't go through all his gallery. Well, I'm assuming she didn't go through his gallery, his contacts, all his other messages. You know, she didn't root through the phone per se.
What was wrong with her just saying to him when he came back, your ex just messaged you? What's she on about?
But that's not real life. I can't, and please, somebody else call in and tell me that's how they would handle that situation, because any woman I know would not sit down and have a calm, cool, collective conversation, oh, your ex just messaged you there. No, 99% of women will check the phone. That's normal.
Have you ever checked a partner's phone?
Yeah, I've been in a similar situation myself.
Okay.
And I missed two opportunities to check the phone. Mm. The third opportunity, I checked the phone and I couldn't believe what I saw.
Oh,
you know?
Really?
Why, so, what did you see?
Oh, God. It's PG. It turned out my partner of 4 years was actually into swinging, and he was messaging women three times his age.
Interesting.
No. So,
okay.
That was fun. I'm happy I checked the phone.
When you confronted him, obviously you aren't together anymore.
No. When I confronted him, do you know what he did? Turned it around on me, locked himself in the spare room and stayed there for 3 nights.
Yeah, because he knew he was caught and he didn't have any other defense.
Yeah, it's good.
I wouldn't
behavior.
Have given him 3 nights, he'd have been gone.
Yeah, well, yeah, I was gone after
it wouldn't
nights.
Have been staying 3 nights, he'd have been gone.
Okay, so what you're saying is that there's no red flag in the fact that she went rooting through his phone, but there is a red flag in the fact that he has been in contact with his ex in a non-sexual way, we have to stress that, for a number of months, but that's the red flag.
Yes, and the red flag is his reaction to her calling him out on it. Like, he can talk to his ex, that's no problem, but it sounds like he's having an emotional relationship with his ex. Like, who sends pictures of their dinner to their ex?
I don't understand why people take pictures of their dinner, full stop, but they see it every single day. Every single day you see people taking pictures of their dinner. But the fact of the matter is, she went through the messages and she didn't find anything untoward. She didn't find anything to suggest they're having an affair. So no wonder he flipped.
But what you're saying, Laura,
yeah,
well, is
she didn't have much time to go through them. Go with your gut. Yeah, but she didn't have a lot of time to go through the messages properly.
Yeah.
He only went to the bar. If she sat down and had a good look at those messages, she would find something to worry about.
Yeah, I think so. I think she'd find something. She would have, in time, found something had she had long enough. She'd have found something that would have been of a concern.
All right, stay there for 1 second. You've no choice but to root through the messages. Eddie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Eddie?
Jesus, that was quick.
What do you want to say, Eddie?
Listen, Adrian, I'm going to set the scene for you now, right?
Go on.
I am Linda, your partner's ex, right?
Yeah.
Now, you and Linda are on a lovely romantic night out. Everything's going great. You're sitting there having a lovely meal, having a lovely chat. All of a sudden, she gets up to go toilet or the bar.
Uh-huh.
And then her phone pings and it lights up, Eddie X, and you can read the message and you can work out that we're confiding in each other, and I end that message with XXX, your head's going to be all over the place.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No maybe about it. 100%. 100%.
But then you wait till she comes back to the table and you say, he's
and
after,
then there's a big argument.
Your ex is after messaging you there, what's going on there? That's it.
No, Adrian, most people, when they see that, they could be the most placid person in the world, but that's going to get their back up and doubt creeps in. And all of a sudden you're going, what the bleeding hell's going on here? And most people in that situation would try and get into that phone to go, what the fuck is going on? Because they know if they tackle that person and if there is something going on, they're just going to deny it anyway. So you need to find out for yourself. And it's one of those urges that won't leave you. And you will have to go through that phone.
You have to go through the phone.
You need to be satiated. You need to find the truth. And they're not going to get it from their partner. Say if something was happening,
hang on,
and they tackle them, they're not going to tell you.
Relationships are meant to be built on trust, OK? okay? And yeah. if you have trust in your partner, asking them when they come back, what is your ex texting you about, should be enough to get the correct answer if there's trust. Rooting through their phone to find out the answer immediately says, well, actually, there's zero trust in our relationship.
I don't believe that if you had a sneaky suspicion about Linda cheating on you or having an affair, I do not believe that if you had the opportunity to look at her phone and find out to clarify and confirm what you're feeling, I don't believe you wouldn't take it.
Everybody would.
I don't, yeah. If the phone was
so I'm being told.
If you
it's
had,
the, it's the only way.
And you had a feeling that she's genuinely having an affair, I do not believe that you would not take the phone just to put yourself, your own head straight and to, you know, basically say, am I going insane here? I don't believe you wouldn't look to confirm it for yourself.
Let me squeeze in a couple of messages before we wrap this up.
Hi, guys. Question for Jess. Has she ever hit her partner?
Oh, Jess isn't on the phone, so I can't actually ask her that question. I'd like to think the answer is no, Damien. I'd like to think. Dara.
I actually agree with Katie. I think it was the way it was seen, very secretive, you know, and the fact that the reaction was so, like, for him to storm off and stuff, I think that's a sure admission of guilt. If you're not guilty of doing something secretive, then you don't react like that. If you feel bad because you know that you've probably crossed a boundary, then you react like that, either aggressively or, like, or you, like, you know, storm out or whatever. So I think it sounds like he's feeling guilty about it and he knows he wasn't right. Like that, I've no issue with people being friends with their ex. I think that's healthy to a certain extent. But I think having that much conversation and confiding in everyday, today things like that, I just wouldn't be comfortable with it either. And I think he's definitely playing with fire.
Playing with fire, sending pictures of dinners.
Mm-hmm. Sending pictures of his sausages and his spuds.
That's all he did,
hey,
though.
Hey, hon, take a look at me, coddle, you wet.
Oh, Jesus. The romance. Anyway, you can't be friends with an ex, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I'm after learning. And you have you've a moral obligation to root through somebody's phone if you suspect anything is going on. That's really the upshot of the conversation.
Well, I don't believe that you wouldn't if you thought Linda was doing the whole dibbity-dibbity with somebody new.
The whole dibbity-dibbity.
What's it called? Bibbidi-dibbidi? What else? I don't know what it's called. But I don't believe that if you didn't have the opportunity that you wouldn't check to confirm it for yourself.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode, which, by the way, is most weekday afternoons. I'm Adrian, that's Katie. Thank you for listening to Opinions Matter, and we will catch you on the next one.